4. Mia, California, October last year. Mia's legs rested on the dash of the battered Chevy they'd rented. She pressed her bare toes against the windscreen and then withdrew them, watching the toe prints of condensation slowly disappear. Beside her, Finn was drumming his thumbs against the steering wheel in time to a blues number playing on the radio. They were driving south along the famous Highway 1, leaving San Francisco in their wake. They'd spent far more time there than intended, having been captivated by the city's offbeat charm. On their first night, they took a room in a cheap motel, dumped their backpacks, and went for dinner at a busy Thai restaurant that served incredible sweet chili prawns. The owner tipped them off about a basement club a couple of blocks away, and in spite of their jet lag, they found themselves drinking and dancing until their feet throbbed. They surfaced, hours later, to find dawn breaking over the city, and stumbled across an early morning coffee house where they bought cinnamon bagels with fresh coffee and sat on the edge of the bay, watching a pale pink sun climb over Alcatraz. Low-lying fog stalked them down the coast and clung to the sea like a damp cloak, obscuring any view of the horizon. Mia rolled down the window and stuck her head out, squinting towards the sky. "Sun's coming out." "I'll stop at the next pull-off." A few miles on was a gravel viewpoint on the clifftop. Sure enough, the sun was burning through the fog to unveil a rugged, grassy coastline. Wildflower-strewn cliffs, which he imagined would be spectacular in spring, staggered down to an untamed bay, frothing with white water. She stepped from the car barefoot, interlocked her fingers above her head, and stretched, her stomach pulling taut. The air fizzed with salt, and she inhaled, closing her eyes. Finn leaned against the car with his arms folded loosely over his chest. "Look at this place. You want to go down?"
"Sure."
They found a narrow footpath that wound down the impressive cliff face, cutting back and forth to steal the incline from the steepest parts. Reaching the bottom, Mia was the first to jog towards the shore and plunge her feet in the sea.